Hello, it's the 15th of August, 2019. Today we have the Seven of Coins reversed and the Chariot and the Lovers. Destiny awaits. So dramatic is this. You could easily read it yourself, I'm sure. What is obvious is that the past is minor arcana and the current energy and future potential major. In the past position and in the reverse is the Seven of Coins or Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, a card of assessment. The grower takes a break and, leaning on his hoe, assesses the potential yield of the bushy green plant before him, the fruits of his labor in the form of gold coins ripening and ready for harvest. Will the harvest be worth the investment? Whether in money, time, or labor, is whatever this is really going to pay off? Will seven, asks the grower, ever be a 10, no matter how hard I work on this and no matter for how long? This could be a home, job, relationship, project. Anything that you've put a lot into physically. This card is in the rearview mirror today, and it means the answer is no, at least not where you are. This is planting in infertile soil, if you ask me, metaphorically or even physically. Something hasn't paid off at the rate you'd like, or more to the point, you thought you'd be there by now, wherever. Look at what the grower has done, though, entirely by himself with only that garden hoe. Our aura today is one of success. The mighty Chariot, number seven of the major arcana, and our second seven, which is pretty strong stuff. Sevens are challenges, but also the faith to overcome them. The charioteer proudly drives his regal rig through town, and although he draws many admiring and jealous stares, his eye is on the prize. He is fixed on his goal and is quite obviously headed towards greatness. If he can manage himself as well as he or she is managing those horses, that is, emotionally speaking, Cancer and the Moon watch over the charioteer. So to stay on an even keel may be the bigger challenge. Stay on the wagon, pings the cliche generator app, because this charioteer is in love. The Lovers is number six of the major arcana, the Morgan Greer image showing us the gorgeous, lush calla lilies and huge green leaves of a garden that no doubt our hard-working grower had imagined in the first place. You may have to travel or move for love, if not of love of a person, then simply somewhere you are able to fully bloom, somewhere you love. Sixes and sevens always suggest to me issues of equality in a relationship, but on that Lovers card, they're both naked in the garden. This is a card of twins, Gemini. Finally, realizing what wasn't working, you are now free to get on with your true destiny, whether it's a where, what, or who.